Are you ever annoyed when you can hear people eating?
Actually, yes.
You know, loud chewers, you know, people who eat stuff and you can hear them. They're chewing loudly.
Or lip smackers.
Lip smackers, exactly. Turns out that is an actual disorder that's called misophonia. Misophonia. A disorder which means that sufferers of it have a hatred of sounds such as eating, chewing, loud breathing, or even repeated pen clicking. I have to say I do the pen clicking all the time myself. It's an actual disorder. It's being called, there's an article in Time magazine, it's being called a brain abnormality. Over the years, scientists have been skeptical about whether or not it constitutes a genuine medical ailment, but now research led by a team at the UK's Newcastle University has proven that those with misophonia have a difference in their brain's frontal lobe to non-sufferers. That is annoying when it's like, you know, somebody's eating and it sounds like a pig is just pulled up to the trough.
They're slopping away.
Right?
Now, once again, I point to the educational and cultural value of this program.
That's what we are here.
Because
we have this.
We have you bring up this information. Where else, you know, we've gone from Norman Lear to lip smacking, Lollapalooza, who did the Despacito song.
That's right.
I didn't know that, though.
It's an actual
abnormality.
It's being considered an actual brain abnormality. Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is going to lead me to, I want to open up the phones and just ask. I mean, I think we all kind of agree that it's annoying when people eat loudly, right? That's annoying. But what other things annoy you about when people eat? There are other things that people do, I know, that others find annoying. Maybe your husband, your wife, your partner, family member, friend, coworker, does something while they eat, and it just drives you up the wall. What is that? 312-981-7200. Talk to you next on WGN. 1124, eating pet peeves. Go along with the story of the now legitimately diagnosed brain abnormality, misophonia, the disorder in which you go nuts when you hear somebody eating their food loudly. What annoys you? 312-981-7200. 630 area code says, my husband slurps every single spoonful of cereal that he eats. I stare at him in disbelief that he hasn't choked on some of the milk. A coworker who uses the coffee pot to make ramen instead of the microwave. Here's another one says, people who talk while eating, shoving the food from one side of their mouths to the other, and you can see the food moving back and forth inside their mouth. That is so disgusting, I can't even believe it. Wayne, hi, you're on WGN. Wayne, are you with me? Good morning.
Yes, I am. Hi, Dean. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think one of the things that bothers me the most is when you're in a restaurant and there's somebody on their cell phone talking loudly for a relatively long period of time while you're trying to enjoy your meal.
Ah, okay. All right. Somebody talking on their cell phone while you're eating.
Yeah.
It's the cell phone action that bothers you.
I'm gonna
take that a step further. Let's say I'm the person on the other end of the cell phone conversation, and what I'm hearing is some sloppy dope slurping up his food on the phone. That's all you're hearing. It sounds like he's eating the microphone on the telephone. You know what I mean? Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah. You know, I have. It can't get much worse than that. I think you're right.
I appreciate your call there, Wayne. Thank you very much. Here is Laura. You're on WGN. Good morning. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What annoys you?
gum smacking.
Oh.
I think it's a manner disorder. I don't think it's a phobia.
A phobia?
Yeah, phobia.
Yeah, phobia. So like when somebody clicks their gum, you mean, like that?
Yeah, or sucks in air and pops it.
Yeah, oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I tell them spit it out.
That's disgusting. Or the people who take the gum and pull it out with their fingers a little bit to stretch it.
Yeah, and wrap it around their fingers.
And then they put it back in their mouth again.
Right.
It's like, why?
And how about the people that eat salad and it's not cut up right, and they just like shove it in their mouth and it's dressings all over their
big
mouth
pieces.
And they just like slurp it in?
Oh, like the big pieces of lettuce that they can't even bother to cut into bite size.
Just cut it.
I am 100% with you on Laura. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Cut your lettuce, people.
Exactly.
Thanks,
exactly.
Laura. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dean.
Bye-bye. Here is Dorothy. Good morning.
Hi, Dean. It's always a bright Sunday morning when I can listen to you.
Aren't you nice? Thank you so
much. Right. I cannot stand people who lick their fingers. I hate it.
That is a little bit disgusting, although
right.
I will admit from time to time I have been known, and while digging into a bag of Garrett's popcorn,
okay,
well, to enjoying a couple of extra licks. But I know what you mean. It is disgusting.
Right. Okay, have a good Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Come on, you got all that good stuff on your fingers? So delicious. I'm not going to lie, it's kind of delicious. But I know what she means. Hi, Sandy. You're on WGN.
Hi there. The thing that drives me absolutely nuts is when people blow their nose when they're eating at the table. Or and if I'm in a restaurant and somebody does that, then I'm pretty much finished eating.
That is so gross. That's so gross. And especially if it's a restaurant with kind of a fancy restaurant, cloth napkins, and they don't even use a handkerchief or Kleenex or something.
They use the napkin.
The cloth napkin
even
though it's going to be washed, it's still disgusting.
No, when I go to a place like that, I always ask for paper napkins.
Oh, really? Just on a general basis?
Always.
Why?
Yes.
Why do you do that?
Because of the nose blowing.
Oh, because you don't know where that napkin's been before you.
Right.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I think I may start following your example on that.
Well, it might be a good idea. It just depends on how weird you are.
Well, I'm a little bit nutty when a germophobic a little bit, and I never thought of that. But now that you've planted that seed into my head.
You can't unsee it.
I can't unthink it now. Yeah, thanks, Sandy, for ruining my dining experience.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Have a great day. I appreciate the call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hi, Kathy. You're on WGN.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Good, good. I just caught the tail end of the discussion turning on the radio this morning while making coffee for my dad, who I take care of.
Aw.
Yeah, and so actually there's a serious side of this discussion, and there's a name for it. I'm 58 years old, and I have a lot of etiquette. I've never had anybody tell me that I'm smacking or doing any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But our children, we found out over time, they're now 17 and 16, and it probably started when they were 11 and 10 years old, where they had to remove themselves from the dinner table. And we did not know what was going on. And they have what's called misophonia.
Hmm.
And I think it's a selective hearing process. And they say that a lot of their friends have it. So they cannot, but I've seen them sit with their friends while I'm making them and their friends food, and they're all eating and they're all smacking, but they're not having a breakdown. But they literally would have breakdowns.
Yeah, that's what started this whole conversation.
Yes. I mean, crying. Angry. Leaving the table.
Yes.
We haven't sat down to a meal. Well, we did on vacation with my daughter, but it's really not a good thing. I was like, what is this? Why are they doing this? Why are they getting so angry and removing themselves from the room?
Yeah, experts.
It's really kind of a serious thing, and it's too bad. I think a lot of this younger generation, they just have so many things going on with their minds. I don't know if it's the evolution of humanity or what.
Yeah, what started this whole conversation off was explaining that this is a genuine, what experts are calling a genuine brain abnormality. Brain imaging revealed that people with this condition, the misophonia that you're talking about, have an abnormality in their emotional control mechanism, which causes their brain to go into overdrive on hearing triggers.
Yeah, I could see that. Triggers I didn't that do a lot of research
about.
On it.
Yeah. Take a look at Time Magazine. Take a look at Time, or just look it up online. There's an article on it in the Time Magazine that's out this week. I appreciate your call.
Okay, great.
Kathy,
great. Yeah, you know, even on vacation, we always have to think about what we're going to put in our mouth and when we're going to put it in our mouth, my husband and I.
Oh, okay.
Like if we're in the car on vacation and we want to have some chips or a pretzel, it's like, oh, I forgot. I can't have a pretzel.
Can't do that. Food's too noisy. Right. Something to think about. You learn a little something new all the time here. Kathy, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.